In the Codex Leicester, however, Leonardo's main concern is with peaceful uses of his water science. He devotes spectacular pages to examining the flow of water around objects. In a display of exuberance and inventiveness, he explores cylinders and wedges, crescent-shaped ramps, truncated pyramids, hollow hemispheres, and upturned cones. Ever anxious for theory to yield practical results, Leonardo spent years designing schemes to make the Arno River navigable. In the Codex, he records the differing effects of the Refredi, Munione, and Ombrone tributaries as they enter the main channel, as well as the flow at the Ponte Rubaconte and a sandbank at the end of the island of the Watermelons. In the end, his canal scheme was never implemented, but Leonardo might smile to find that the route he imagined is followed by today's modern autostrada, from Florence to the sea.